I worked in healthcare for roughly about 10 years in the IT industry. Now, for those 10 years, I saw a lot of different things because I worked different positions. But just think, if I was in networking and I worked two or three different jobs instead of just that one. Welcome to Debt Free in IT. I'm your host, Mike. This podcast is for anyone who's looking to get into the IT industry. Whether it's for a career change or you're just interested, I think you come to the right place. In the IT industry, you probably heard by now that if you want to fast track your income, then you need to be prepared to switch jobs every 2 to 3 years. In fact, most organizations usually have a bigger budget to attract talent from the outside than they do for promoting talent from within. If you haven't noticed this or experienced this, then it may be because most people ain't going to tell you how much they're getting paid. But every once in a while, you'll get cool enough with a teammate or a coworker who don't mind putting you up on game. So they'll be able to tell you that for that same position you're at, what was their starting salary? And then also they can tell you the range, what to expect as you start to advance your career. Now, even though they may get started out a little bit more or maybe a little bit less, a lot of it is going to depend on what kind of experience they had coming in. But the majority of the time, they can at least put you in a good range that you can expect when you start advancing up and moving up the ladder in your career. So today, I got three advantages and three disadvantages to job hopping as an IT professional. So the first advantage I have to job hopping as an IT professional is skill development. So just like job hopping fast tracks your salary, it's also going to fast track your skills. So one cause is because you get a chance to see a lot of different environments. In this IT industry, no two environments are the same. A good example is, for me, I worked in healthcare for roughly about 10 years in the IT industry. Now, for those 10 years, I saw a lot of different things because I worked different positions. But just think, if I was in networking and I worked two or three different jobs instead of just that one, then my skill set would have been more advanced because I would have went to two and three different environments and being able to learn those different environments. And each environment is going to have a different set of tools they use, a different set of applications. So I would have been able to learn a lot more. And that way, it would have also increased my value because I would have had some more applications or some more important technologies or some more projects that I would have been able to add on my resume. That's also one reason why I like going the contract route. So especially if I was younger and I didn't have any kids or anyone dependent on me, and I was free to travel wherever the contract led me. Because most of your contracts, they're going to last 1 to 2 years. And then after that contract is up, usually your recruiter is going to have another contract ready for you. So by doing this, you're kind of job hopping where you're taking on different contracts every 2 to 3 years. That way you're seeing different environments every 2 to 3 years. You're increasing your skill set every 2 to 3 years. So the second advantage I have for job hopping as an IT professional, of course, is salary growth. So for most people, if you don't want to depend on that grind where you're at one job and you're waiting on your annual raise, a lot of times most raises could be anywhere from 2 to 5%, maybe a little bit more depending on the company or depending on how good your company do. Then the next best thing is to fast track your income by going to a different organization every 2 to 3 years. As I stated earlier, most organizations, they're going to have that bigger budget to attract talent from the outside than they're going to have to move talent up from within, which is why most people usually get a good pay increase by doing this. So some people, especially once you get higher up in the IT industry, so maybe a desktop, it may not be feasible, but once you get into like a networking or a system admin or somewhere development, somewhere in that range, usually most jobs you're going to get at least probably a 10% or more pay increase by going to a different organization. My third advantage to job hopping as an IT professional is it's going to create networking opportunities. So as you start moving to different organizations, pretty much that means that you're going to have a different team at every organization. So within every team I've been on, every department I've been in, you always have a couple OGs on that team where that OG may have been there for a couple of years and they can pretty much do the job in their sleep. So that OG that can do the job in their sleep, that's the person you want to learn from. That's the person that may end up being your mentor. In some cases, your whole team may end up being your mentor. I know for me, when I was in networking, pretty much my whole team was my mentor because I was the last person up. Everyone else were OGs. You know, they've been there for a while. They knew the role. So I was able to learn from them. And then from learning from them, you'll see what each person does something a little bit different. Some of them may have a simpler way of doing it than what you read in the Cisco books and what you read in the networking books or what you read in whatever industry you're going in or whatever technology or department you're in. Some of them going to do things a little bit different and it's going to be a little bit simpler. But learning from each of those individuals is going to help you to better your craft also. So in turn, like I said, my last advantage for job hopping is it's going to create that networking opportunities where you can meet different people and get used to how they do things and learn from them. And another thing about having your teammates as a mentor is that when I think back to when I was taking my CCNA exam or when I was studying for my CCNA, one of the things that made the exam a little bit easier was the fact that everyone on my team was already engineers or already senior engineers. So anything I came across while I was studying and I didn't understand, I could ask them the next day and they would be able to explain it to me a little bit better. And maybe they could explain it to where it made sense to me. So just by doing that, it helped me to pass that CCNA exam also. So it made the exam a little bit easier because some of the topics on the exam was things I was doing on a day-to-day basis. So sorry to interrupt this video. According to my YouTube analytics, 84% of my viewers are not subscribed. So if I provided any value to you in any of my episodes and you're not subscribed, please consider doing so as it does help out the channel. It helps me to grow. It helps me to continue creating that content and putting out content on a weekly basis. And then also, if you're listening on your favorite podcasting app, please leave me a review or share this episode with a friend. Now back to the episode. So moving on to the cons of job hopping as an IT professional. So one of the first cons I have is that there's also going to be a learning curve and also you're going to have to adjust to that new role. So whenever you're job hopping as an engineer or another high level role, even though you may have held that job in that role in a department before, each role is going to require time to learn it and time to adjust to it, especially on the networking side. So if you go from one small company and let's say that you end up going to a larger company, a lot of times those companies, they give you time to learn the networking or to learn that environment before you actually start getting into deep into your role or doing higher projects. So that's one con to job hopping every 2 to 3 years is that you're going to have to pretty much learn a different environment every time you job hop. Now, some places, like I said, they give you ample amount of time to learn that environment. Some of them may expect you to come in running. So it's going to put some stress on you because you're each time, every time you job hop, you're going to have to learn a new role, learn a new environment, learn their new system on how they do things. So my next disadvantage or con to job hopping as an IT professional is it could stagnate your career. So a lot of times I could see this happen, especially if you're switching jobs and those jobs are lateral moves. So if you're not really advancing your career, you're just going to different companies. You still may get a little pay raise, but actually you're not really forwarding your career the way that you probably should be doing. So in that case, it may hinder you from that growing process and also making it up to the next level as an IT professional, because some employers could see that as, oh, they've been job hopping every 2 to 3 years, but each job is pretty much being the same position or a similar position. So that could indicate that you probably messed up or you probably got angry at your old job, so you just left and went to a new job. Or it could be that something came up you didn't like at one position and you just got mad and switched out to another position. So it could raise a lot of red flags also, just because they see you job hopping, but each time you're not advancing your career, you're still at the same level. And the last disadvantage to job hopping as an IT professional is it could make you start to look unreliable. So if you got on your resume, you done went to 10 jobs within the last 5 or 6 years, or every 2 to 3 years, I can see employers who may be looking for someone long term, see you as unreliable and don't want to hire you, because usually if you see someone, they done job hop exactly every 2 to 3 years. Let's say you done went to 3 or 4 different roles. Then some employers, they're looking for somebody who's going to be there for the long run. So If they're looking for someone who's going to be there for the long run and they look at your resume and see, oh, every 2 years this person left, then I could see that making you kind of look unreliable, because in most cases, they know that once they hire you, you're going to end up leaving them in the next 2 to 3 years. So that brings me to the end of this episode. Hopefully you found some value in this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe, share it with a friend. If you're on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you can follow me at DebtFreeInIT. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at DebtFreeInIT@gmail.com, or you can go to the website, DebtFreeInITwithMike.com. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Peace.